The origin of Europeans, according to the Bible. 1. The genesis of humanity, a unified origin. The Bible's account of the creation of humanity is foundational to understanding the origin and unity of all people. According to the book of Genesis, the first humans, Adam and Eve, were created by God, and from them, all nations and peoples descended. This narrative is crucial because it emphasizes that every human being shares a common origin, regardless of race, ethnicity, or geographical location. Genesis 1:26-27 states, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. This passage underscores the unity of humanity by highlighting that all people are made in the image of God. The concept of being created in God's image is significant because it implies that every human life has inherent value and dignity. It suggests that our worth is not derived from our physical characteristics, social status, or achievements, but from our very existence as beings created by God. The Bible further elaborates on this unity in Acts 17:26, where the Apostle Paul states, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." This verse reinforces the idea that all nations and ethnic groups come from a single source, Adam and Eve. It also introduces the notion that God has a plan for the distribution and habitation of different peoples across the earth. This divine orchestration of human history includes the development of various nations and cultures, each with its unique role in the broader narrative of God's creation. From this perspective, the origin of Europeans, like that of all other peoples, begins with Adam and Eve. The Bible does not differentiate between races in its account of creation, instead focusing on the unity of humanity under God. This shared origin forms the basis for understanding the diversity that would later emerge as humans spread across the globe. Second, post-flood dispersion. The story of the Great Flood in Genesis marks a pivotal moment in the history of humanity. After the floodwaters receded, the earth was repopulated by the descendants of Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. This event is significant because it marks the beginning of the spread of humanity into different regions of the world, leading to the development of diverse cultures and ethnicities. Genesis 9:18-19 states, "Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and from these the whole earth was populated." According to the Bible, the descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth dispersed across the earth, each group settling in different regions. Shem's descendants are traditionally associated with the peoples of the Middle East and parts of Asia, Ham's descendants with Africa and parts of the Middle East, and Japheth's descendants with Europe and other parts of Asia. This dispersion is often referred to as the Table of Nations, detailed in Genesis 10, which traces the lineage of the nations back to the sons of Noah. Japheth, in particular, is believed to be the ancestor of the European peoples. His descendants are said to have spread into Europe and other regions, laying the foundation for the diverse populations that would later develop. Genesis 10:2-5 provides a genealogical record of Japheth's descendants. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these, the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, everyone according to his language, according to their families, into their nations. This passage highlights the spread of Japheth's descendants into various regions, particularly those associated with Europe. For instance, Gomer's descendants are believed to have settled in the areas around the Black Sea, which later became part of Eastern Europe. Magog's descendants are often associated with the Scythians, an ancient nomadic people who lived in what is now southern Russia and Ukraine. Javan's descendants are traditionally linked to the ancient Greeks, with the name Javan often associated with the Ionians, one of the major Greek tribes. This connection is particularly significant because the Greeks played a crucial role in shaping Western civilization, influencing philosophy, democracy, and the arts. The dispersion of Japheth's descendants into Europe is a key element in understanding the origin of Europeans according to the Bible. This movement laid the groundwork for the development of the various European cultures and societies that would emerge over time. It also illustrates the Bible's broader theme of human unity and diversity, showing how different peoples, all descended from a common ancestor, spread out and adapted to different environments. 3. Adaptation and physical diversity. As Japheth's descendants migrated into Europe and other regions, they encountered new environments that would shape their physical characteristics over generations. The Bible does not explicitly detail the process of adaptation, but it does suggest that God's providential plan includes the development of diverse human populations, each suited to their specific environments. One of the most notable examples of physical adaptation is the variation in skin color among different human populations. Skin color is largely determined by the amount of melanin, a pigment produced in the skin. Melanin serves as a natural protection against ultraviolet, UV radiation from the sun. Populations that live for extended periods in regions with high UV radiation, such as Africa, develop darker skin to protect against the harmful effects of intense sunlight. Conversely, as some of Japheth's descendants migrated into Europe, they encountered regions with less intense sunlight. In these environments, having lighter skin was advantageous because it allowed for better synthesis of vitamin D, which is crucial for bone health. In areas with long winters and limited sunlight, individuals with lighter skin had a survival advantage, leading to the predominance of lighter skin tones among European populations. This process of adaptation can be seen as part of God's providential plan, allowing humans to thrive in diverse habitats across the globe. It highlights the dynamic relationship between humans and their environment, where physical characteristics such as skin color evolved in response to environmental pressures. In addition to skin color, other physical traits, such as body shape and size, also adapted to different environments. For example, populations in colder climates often developed stockier builds with shorter limbs, which helped retain heat. In contrast, populations in hotter climates developed taller and leaner bodies, which dissipated heat more effectively. These adaptations are not just random mutations, but are part of a broader pattern of human diversity that reflects God's creative design. The Bible's narrative suggests that this diversity is intentional, with each group of people equipped to thrive in the environment where they settled. This perspective aligns with the biblical theme of divine providence, where God's hand guides the unfolding of history and the development of human societies. 4. Divine providence in diversity. The diversity among human races and cultures is a profound and powerful idea that underscores the intentionality behind the differences we see among people today. According to the Bible, God's providential hand guides the unfolding of history, including the development of different nations and ethnic groups. This theme can be found throughout the scriptures, highlighting the belief that God has a purpose for every aspect of his creation, including the diversity of races and cultures. Acts 17:26 provides a key verse that encapsulates this idea. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. This passage suggests that God not only created all humans from one origin, but also orchestrated their distribution and development across the earth. Each group's time and place in history are part of God's grand design. This perspective encourages us to see the diversity among people not as a series of random mutations or accidents of history, but as part of a deliberate plan by God. The differences in skin color, language, culture, and traditions are all elements of a tapestry woven by divine providence. This understanding can foster a sense of unity and respect among different groups, recognizing that all are part of God's creation. It challenges us to appreciate the unique contributions that each person and culture bring to the world, while also seeing the common humanity that unites us all. One of the powerful ways to illustrate this concept is through the story of the nations and their roles in the biblical narrative. The Bible contains numerous examples of how different nations and peoples, each with their unique characteristics, have been used by God to fulfill His purposes. For instance, the Israelites were chosen to be God's people, but their story is intertwined with those of many other nations, from the Egyptians and Babylonians to the Romans and Greeks. The interaction between these nations often led to the exchange of ideas, technologies, and cultural practices, enriching the human experience. During the Babylonian exile, the Israelites were exposed to new ideas and ways of thinking, which influenced their religious and cultural development. Similarly, the spread of Hellenistic culture through Alexander the Great's conquests created a common cultural framework that facilitated the spread of the gospel in the New Testament era. The diversity of cultures can also be seen as a reflection of the diversity within God's creation. Just as the natural world is filled with a variety of plants, animals, and landscapes, so too is the human world filled with a variety of peoples. This diversity is a testament to God's creativity and the richness of His creation. It shows that God's image is not limited to a single form, but is expressed in many different ways through different peoples and cultures. This view encourages an appreciation of the multitude of ways in which God's image is manifested in humanity. The diversity among people reflects the vastness of God's creative power and the richness of His design, where every culture and race brings something unique to the global human experience. Moreover, the providential plan of God involves the movement and migration of peoples throughout history. These migrations, whether voluntary or forced, have played a crucial role in the development of civilizations, the spread of ideas, and the blending of cultures. The movements of peoples, as seen in the Bible, often had divine purposes that went beyond the immediate circumstances. One example is the story of Ruth, a Moabite woman who became an ancestor of King David and ultimately Jesus Christ. Ruth's story highlights how God's providence can work through individuals from different ethnic backgrounds to fulfill His purposes. Despite being a foreigner, Ruth was included in the lineage of Jesus, demonstrating that God's plan transcends ethnic and cultural boundaries. Another significant narrative is the story of Joseph in Egypt. Sold into slavery by his brothers, Joseph eventually rose to a position of power in Egypt. His story illustrates how God can use even difficult and challenging circumstances, such as displacement and migration, to bring about His will. Joseph's presence in Egypt was instrumental in saving his family, and by extension, the future nation of Israel from famine. The New Testament continues this theme of divine providence and diversity. The day of Pentecost, as described in Acts 2, is a powerful example of how God's plan encompasses all peoples and languages. On this day, people from many different nations were gathered in Jerusalem, and they all heard the apostles speaking in their own languages. This miraculous event symbolized the breaking down of language barriers and the uniting of diverse peoples under the message of the gospel. It underscored the idea that the good news of Jesus Christ is for all people, regardless of their ethnic or cultural background. The Apostle Paul's ministry further illustrates how the early church embraced diversity. As the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul traveled extensively, preaching to people of various backgrounds. His letters to the early churches often addressed issues of cultural and ethnic diversity, urging believers to see themselves as part of one body in Christ. In Galatians 3:28, Paul writes, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." This verse emphasizes the unity of believers in Christ, transcending all human distinctions. The concept of divine providence and human diversity also has profound implications for how we view and treat others. Recognizing that every person is part of God's plan encourages us to treat all people with dignity and respect. It challenges us to see beyond superficial differences and appreciate the unique contributions that each person and culture brings to the world. Furthermore, understanding the providential nature of human diversity can inspire us to work toward greater unity and reconciliation. It calls us to celebrate the richness of different cultures while also seeking common ground and building bridges between communities. This perspective aligns with the biblical vision of a diverse yet united humanity, as seen in the vision of the new creation in Revelation 7:9, where people from every nation, tribe, and language stand before the throne of God in worship. 5. Biblical events shaping humanity. The Bible is filled with narratives that highlight the role of different peoples and nations in shaping human history. These stories often illustrate how God uses the diversity of humanity to fulfill his purposes, creating a rich tapestry of cultures and civilizations that reflect his glory. One of the most significant events in the Bible that illustrates the dispersion and diversity of humanity is the story of the Tower of Babel, found in Genesis 11, 1-9. This event explains the origin of different languages and the dispersion of people across the earth. According to the narrative, all humans spoke a single language and lived together in one place. They decided to build a city with a tower that reached to the heavens, seeking to make a name for themselves and avoid being scattered over the face of the earth. Genesis 11, 4-5 states, "And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built." This ambitious project demonstrated human unity, but it also revealed their pride and desire to challenge God's authority. In response, God intervened to disrupt their plans. Genesis 11, 7-8 reveals God's actions. "Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city." God's decision to confuse their language had a profound impact. Suddenly unable to understand one another, the people were forced to abandon their project and spread out across the globe. This dispersion led to the formation of different languages, cultures, and nations, marking the beginning of the diverse human societies we see today. The Tower of Babel story highlights several powerful ideas. First, it underscores the limits of human ambition when it challenges divine authority. Despite their unified effort, the people's plan was thwarted by God's will, demonstrating that human endeavors must align with God's purposes. Second, it explains the origins of linguistic diversity. By confusing their language, God ensured that humans would spread out and populate the earth, fulfilling his command to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Genesis 9:1. Third, the story of Babel illustrates the importance of communication and understanding among people. The confusion of languages created barriers, but it also set the stage for the richness of human cultural diversity. Different languages and cultures are part of God's plan, showcasing the variety and creativity of his creation. Another biblical event that shaped the course of humanity is the story of Jacob, also known as Israel, and his descendants. Jacob was the grandson of Abraham and the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. His story provides another layer of understanding about the origins and dispersal of peoples, including those who might be considered the ancestors of European populations. Genesis 35:22 through 26 recounts the birth of Jacob's 12 sons, who became the patriarchs of the 12 tribes of Israel. Jacob's descendants initially settled in the region of Canaan, but due to a severe famine, they migrated to Egypt. The subsequent exodus, led by Moses, brought them back to Canaan, which became the land of Israel. This return and settlement formed the basis of the Israelite nation, which played a crucial role in the ancient Near East. The connection to Japheth's descendants comes into focus through the interactions between the Israelites and other nations. One notable aspect is the intermarriages and alliances that occurred over time. For instance, the Israelites, during their conquests and expansions, interacted with various peoples, including those descended from Japheth, who had settled in nearby regions. The biblical narrative shows that the descendants of Shem, Ham, and Japheth did not remain isolated, but often interacted, traded, and sometimes intermarried. This mixing of lineages is evident in several biblical accounts. For example, during King David's reign, many foreign mercenaries and allies, including those from Japheth's line, joined Israel. The presence of various peoples within Israelite territory, including Philistines, Hittites, and others, suggests a blending of cultures and genetic lines. Moreover, the influence of surrounding nations on Israel, especially during periods of exile and return, also indicates a mingling of populations. The Babylonian and Assyrian exiles brought the Israelites into contact with diverse groups, further enhancing the genetic and cultural exchange. These interactions contributed to the complexity and richness of Israel's identity, which was shaped by both divine providence and historical circumstances. The descendants of Japheth, particularly those who migrated into Europe, contributed to the genetic and cultural makeup of many European populations. Historical records and genetic studies suggest that as these populations moved and settled in different regions, they adapted to various climates and environments, leading to the development of physical characteristics, including lighter skin tones, which are often associated with Europeans. The Bible in Job 12:7-10 highlights the interconnectedness of God's creation. But ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. This passage underscores the idea that all of creation, including humans, is influenced by God's design and the natural world He created. It also suggests that the diversity we see among people today is a reflection of God's providence, guiding the development of human societies and ensuring that they flourish in the environments where they live. Sixth conclusion. The origin of Europeans, according to the Bible, is deeply rooted in the broader narrative of humanity's creation, dispersion, and adaptation as described in the scriptures. The Bible presents a unified vision of human origins, beginning with Adam and Eve, through the post-flood dispersal of Noah's sons, and culminating in the diversity of nations and cultures that populate the world today. This biblical perspective emphasizes the unity of humanity, made in God's image, and highlights the role of divine providence in guiding the development of different peoples and cultures. The diversity among human races and ethnicities is seen not as a series of random events, but as part of God's grand design, reflecting His creativity and the unity of all people under His care. As Japheth's descendants spread into Europe, they adapted to their environments, leading to the development of distinct physical characteristics, cultures, and societies. These adaptations, along with the interactions between different peoples throughout history, have shaped the rich tapestry of European civilization and its contributions to the world. Ultimately, the biblical account of the origin of Europeans is a testament to the complexity and beauty of God's creation, where diversity and unity coexist, reflecting the divine plan that encompasses all of humanity. Through the stories and teachings of the Bible, we gain a deeper understanding of our shared origins, the providential nature of our differences, and the call to live in harmony with one another, recognizing that we are all part of God's magnificent creation.